Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Glad that you can be here, and for those online, and we have a good evening from Inverell. I wonder who that might be. Bless you, Megan and Gemma. Glad to be with us. And Pablo and Bright, glad to be back. It's always nice when the Sabbath comes, isn't it? We can be embraced in the Father's love, and we're kind of edging towards the end of our time together, and it's a little bit happy sad, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh. But we've certainly had a wonderful time. Laurel and I have really been blessed to have you all here, and we'd like to start singing hymn number 462, Blessed Assurance. So let's start with that song. Welcome, Adam. Welcome, Pastor Cecil.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
All right, ladies, sing the first part.
All is at rest. I am my Savior and happy and blessed.
All right, gentlemen.
Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love.
All together.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Welcome, Sharon, down in Broken Hill, and Richard in the Philippines. And do we have another song? Anyone like to sing?
Seven.
There it is. Have thine own way. Hey, where's my seat? Have thine own way. 567.
Have thine own way.
Living within you, doesn't it make sense you would need to know who Christ is?
Amen. Absolutely.
To believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God is the prerequisite to eternal life. And I was thinking when we're singing verse 3, where it says, power, all power surely is thine. And if we change the word power to character,
yeah.
Character, all character surely is thine. And in this character, touch me and heal me, Savior divine. And by beholding, we become changed. Isn't that beautiful? That's true power, is in the character of our Father and His Son. All right, do we have one more? Ooh, that was quick. We'll have to do two. Oh, that's right. Yes, right. Glenn and Suzanne on 154, and you wanted 206? Face to face? Yeah, all right. Let's do 154 first. When I survey. Actually, let's do 206 first, then we'll do. Sorry, ladies, just as you were locking down on. Just right, but just bang, bang, change. 206, face to face. It's a lovely hymn. Lovely hymn.
Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ who died for me, face to face shall I behold Him, far beyond the starry sky, face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Only faintly now I see Him, with the darkening veil between.
Just hang on a minute, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. Are we only seeing Him faintly with a dark veil between?
No. Christ has lifted the veil.
The veil has been taken away, hasn't it? In the character of Jesus Christ. Just thought I'd check. All right. But
the blessed day is coming when His glory shall be.
That's today, isn't it?
Praise to shall I behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. What rejoicing in his presence when I banish grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things shall be plain. Face to face shall I behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by and by. Face to face, oh blissful moment, face to see and know. Face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face I am beholding him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I am seeing him today.
Of course, we'll see him in his physical glory, but didn't Christ say, Abraham longed to see my day, and he saw it
today,
because he saw his glory. And aren't we seeing his glory? Yes. Amen. Amen. All right, 154. Are we doing a tune of 155? Did Glenn say what tune he wanted? He didn't, just 154. We'll just do 154. All right.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Oh, be it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Deep in such love and sorrow meet, all thorns compose so rich a crown. The whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
The other version of it.
We can do that at the end.
Excellent.
Excellent. There you go. Fiona's seconded the motion. All right. Thank you, ladies. So how does love demand my soul? Does love demand?
No, it
captures it.
It captures it. It's irresistibly attractive. It's beautiful. That's what we see.
Adrian, can we have some prayer for
Kerry's son-in-law
again?
Yes, Kerry's son-in-law.
He's resting. They won't know anymore till tomorrow.
And so you had the operation?
He's had it today. He's come through it. He's in the resting room. So we won't know more about how his body's going to respond until tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
I appreciate
that. And Lorraine has her daughter who's coming up for an operation in the next few weeks.
Yeah. An embolism
brain. In the brain.
Wow.
That sounds like it needs prayer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's petition the divine healer, shall we? Amen. For those who can, you can join me in kneeling. Father, we just give you thanks that we can approach your royal throne. We thank you that all the angels are gathered around you and are praising you and glorifying your holy name. We pray that the songs that we have sung have glorified you and that we have approached you in the spirit of sincere gratitude, repentance, and affection. And we thank you for the promise, Father, that you wrote through the beloved Apostle John that you wish above all things that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And I pray for Kerry's son-in-law, who's just had an operation. Pray for his healing. Put your healing hand upon him, and may he be comforted and may he be restored. And I do pray for Lorraine's daughter. It sounds quite serious. We look to you, Father. We pray for your hand to be upon the physicians, that you would guide this and that the operation would be successful and that she would be fully restored to health. And we thank you that we can turn to you in our times of need. And we pray that you would be with us as we share this time together. And we thank you for all those that have come, for all those that are watching online. We thank you that we can approach the heavenly city through Christ our Lord. Truly, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we worship you and praise you, Father, through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Adam wrote, God's agape love is like a giant magnet that draws, not forces us to himself. It's attractive, isn't it? It draws us.
For some, it repels.
Sorry?
For some, it repels.
Yes. Because as God sits in the sides of the north, anyone else who wants to sit in the sides of the north, it creates repulsion, doesn't it? But if we are in the south in a position of submission, we can be attracted. And that's a good thought. So I've entitled this Remembering. But before we go into remembering, I want to remember some names of those who once walked amongst us and who no longer walk amongst us. But before that, I wanted to show you some pictures from different groups in different parts of the world. I've received some photos that have come through from other groups that have joined us in worshiping the Father of Love. The Father of Love, the one true God and his only begotten Son, and their beautiful character. Do you recognize that family?
Yeah.
What are they doing with Ben and Marie?
Yeah.
They just turned up in Tennessee and decided to go to Passover over there. So Ben sent me through, he says, do you recognize this family? That's Joseph and Dimity and
Joseph,
thank you, and the three children.
Three young
ladies.
Is
that the family
that the boys? They're over in Tennessee. And so, speaking of Tennessee, here's some photos of the group that are meeting over in Tennessee. There's Ben and some of the folk there in the audience. Malcolm's there having a drink.
Yeah.
Sabrina's down the front next to Marie. And some of you, I don't know if you know Tim, there's Christian over there. I don't know if you know all the names, but they've gathered for the Feast of the Passover like us, in like spirit. And look at that.
Bonfire.
They had a bonfire the other night. And that's Sean sitting there. And look what Sean did for the children.
Oh, he did some of his bricks.
He built a Lego set.
Oh, wow.
Sanctuary Lego set.
It's even printed on the box.
Yes. No, he's actually
marketing.
He's marketing this product along with other products. And he went to a Hive conference, and they got a number of businesses that had ideas that they were putting forward. And Sean put forward his idea of Bible bricks. And he has he won the competition, and now he has some supporters who are investing a fairly significant amount of money into his business to produce Bible bricks, Lego for Bible believers.
Wow.
So we want to pray for Sean, don't we? We need a few sets of this here, don't we? Sean, we need a few sets. So I think he's going to do Daniel 2 and Daniel 7, and we'll have it all in Lego bricks. Why wasn't this thought of before?
Just in time, Liam.
So bless you, Sean. Thank you for putting this together. So I thought I'd show you this. Now we move to India. This is the group meeting in India. And they are keeping the Passover over there. So,
whereabouts are they?
They're not too far from Spicer, I don't think. So I think that's in Pune. Just north of Mumbai.
Roland knows he missed there.
So I think that's Sweetie, and that I don't think that's Enoch. I think that's Enoch's brother. But, as you can see, there's quite a number of them meeting for Passover. And there they are, eating and gathering together for the Passover there in India.
Yeah.
Now we move to the Philippines. And this is a group that are meeting there. One of the leaders there, his name is Tim. And in English, you would say his name is Divine Grace. That's his surname, Divine Grace. So this is Camp Divine Grace. And Tim is, I met Tim in Thailand at the end of last year at Danny's wedding. And this is some of the books. And Richard Roberson has put a lot of these books together, along with some of their health food products and, I guess, T-shirts as well that they're making available. So this is in the central, this is not far from Davao City where they are meeting. So there's some of the photos. But I wanted to show you these photos because this is Maurice Francis from South Africa. And last night Maurice passed away. And these are very fond memories for me from 2017, Tabernacles in South Africa. And I had the pleasure of baptizing Maurice. Maurice came into Adventism at the same time as Walter Feit. He was in the group where Walter was baptized, and he came in at the same time. And he became a publishing director for the Adventist Church in South Africa, and therefore heavily involved in coal portering. And he shared our books everywhere through the Western Cape, traveled to different places. And Maurice is a very dear friend. And he was one of the first people to accept the message in South Africa. There was one couple before that accepted before him, but Maurice was the second. And he kept writing to me and emailing me, says, Pastor, you are blowing my head up. This is really hard. And then when I started sharing the feast. He went very quiet for a few years. And then he came back, says, no, when, once he studied the covenants and he faithfully studied all these things, he came to understand this truth. And yes, when we were singing before, day by day and with each passing moment, I did shed a few tears as I thought of my beloved friend Morris. It's sad to have to say goodbye. Morris got kidney cancer, and he got, as you can see, he's a reasonably sized gentleman here, but he was very thin by the time that he passed, and it's very sad.
Was that the man we prayed for the other
night? Yes. So he just passed away. So I have many, many fond memories of being with Morris in South Africa, and so we think of his family, his children. I think one of the contributing factors is that about 3 years ago, one of his daughters passed away. And obviously that had a tremendous impact on him. I remember going through that with him, and very sad. Wonderful man, humble man, knew his Bible really well. And he was one that would often be up at 2:30 in the morning to join us for our live streams here in Australia. He didn't miss any of the live streams or any of the presentations, and he was constantly trying to share with others this beautiful message. He's distributed hundreds, thousands of our publications. And I said, Father, please either raise him up or let him rest. He's suffering, and the Father has let him rest. And I pray now that the books that he shared will be seed and that others will step into his shoes and take up the work that he was doing there in South Africa. So I think I have another. Here is the first couple that accepted the message in South Africa, Paul and Elise Forster. And sadly, a few years ago, Paul passed away as well. So Satan has really attacked those that first embraced this message. He he's done everything he can to destroy them. So we think of poor Elise, who is left without her husband. And there we are together. This is up on Table Mountain, looking over Cape Town. And it was that was a beautiful memory that we shared together at that time. And so I was just remembering some of our friends from that have passed. And I was just thinking, it's interesting, Lord, that these two families have suffered a great loss, and they had a deep understanding of this message. So we want to remember South Africa. There, of course, we have others that are studying the message and are following it, but these were they were first, and Morris was second, and now both Paul and Morris have passed. So we pray that God will raise up in their stead men that will, and women that will carry this message forward. There is Morris up the front speaking when we were running meetings in Pietermaritzburg. This was 2017, and if you look, I'm sitting there with Gary and Carolyn Holquist. And so we're also remembering Carolyn, who passed away in 2019. Another sad event that took place. And so we remember Carolyn as well. As another one that has died in the faith of this message. And there was dear Hania. She was such a precious soul, such a beautiful person, so sweet. It was hard to say goodbye. And again, she suffered a lot, didn't she? And we miss her terribly. And we look forward to seeing her again on the resurrection morning. So I just wanted to remember tonight some of these beautiful smiling faces that are now resting in Jesus, waiting for the resurrection, when the voice of the archangel will pierce the ears of the dead. And we know that Hani will come forth. We have no reason to doubt that whatsoever. So it was sad. It was sad also that Laurel and I and Daniel were on the day after the funeral, we were going to Thailand. So we couldn't quite fit everything together and we couldn't get there. But we miss Hania, our dear sister. And of course, there's Hania and Gay. Yes, we miss Gay as well. Many precious memories. And of course, Ron. I didn't have a picture of Ron, but Ron and Gay have passed to their rest, along with Hania. That was back in 2017. Of course, there's Luca as well. I think you recognise the gentleman there.
Yeah.
Looking a little bit younger, I might say. But we remember them as we gather together, our dear friends that are resting in the grave. And there's Hania's baptism. I have many cherished memories of baptisms at Widgie. And that was a very precious moment to baptize Hania into the begotten Son, the gentle begotten Son.
Oh,
dear Val, what a journey that woman has had, eh?
Yes.
When I think of Val, I think of the faithfulness of Jesus. And of course, Lorraine loved Val very much, so she's feeling it. But Lorraine, I think of that song, Stand By Your Man, because she stood by her man. He really, really made it hard for her. But I think the Lord, you remember the story she told? The accident that happened, the bump on the head that changed his character. And the angel, we think it was an angel that looked in the window and said, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. She hung on to her husband. And Val is, and that's a beautiful smile, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
There we see the smile of Jesus looking at us through that beautiful woman. And we miss her terribly. So love her being at the feasts. Laurel and I had the privilege of driving her down to the feast. I think it was in 2021. 2021, 2022. She stayed here with us, and then we took her back up to Calliope. So many precious memories, aren't there?
Oh, yes, John.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've got a picture of John.
It's coming.
Oh, there it is. Dear old John. And dear John suffered terribly, didn't he?
He did.
I remember was it an unleavened bread?
John's
his flatbread.
Yes.
Remember John's flatbread?
Yes.
And, of course, Eddie and Fiona knew John very well.
Yes.
Many memories. Sad when we, and of course, Amelia.
Mm.
Sad to have to say goodbye to dear friends.
Mm.
But, John... Of course, towards the end, with the challenges that he had, he had a broken pelvis. He went through a lot of pain. He was in a lot of agony. So we look forward to seeing John again at the resurrection, that particular time.
Strongest memory of him in his sermon is he was so happy he found Holden in the Bible.
He found Holden in the Bible.
Yes.
That's right.
There's no Ford, but there's Holden.
Yeah, can't afford it.
Yeah.
Can't afford a Holden. But, dear John, have sweet memories of John.
I didn't know until after he died that my granddaughter got together with his sister. And now my granddaughter is... They're related.
Ah, wow. Yes. So we'll be looking for John at the resurrection.
Yeah, amen.
And it's nice to stroll down memory lane and remember members of our family that walked with us and have been laid to rest. So who do you see in the corner here? Dear,
I am happy.
Do you speak English? I'm happy. I'm healthy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then he'd list off all the denominations. And then it's, this is at my parents' place.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this is my dad's 80th.
Okay.
That's why I did that photo. A lot of singing. Yeah, that's Daniel, and that's I think that's my son Michael and my uncle. That's Carol.
Hanya was there.
So that was a Feast of Tabernacles. That was a very special day. I really remember that. So yes, I was thinking of dear Bronco. Prva klasa. First class. So I look forward to seeing him again.
Yeah.
Have you read his testimony?
Yeah.
From the boxer to the prince. Have we still got it? We still got some copies there. You need to read his story. Wonderful story of how he came.
And next time you're thinking you will be able to speak to him.
You will speak one language.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We'll all know Serbian. I don't think we've got any copies here at the moment. So there he is.
Yeah.
There's Hania.
And
Yuta is there. We're at Paul and I's. This was 2015. I think we know this young man.
Yeah.
Tony and Deb.
Shimon
is there.
Yeah, I think it's Shimon.
And I know Gavin will recognize. Is that?
Yeah. That's
Ken. Is that Ken?
Yeah.
Is that Ken?
Yeah.
I thought it was Ken.
He's in the back behind Devin.
It's his colour hair.
Yeah, it looks like Ken.
Colin Lynn.
There's Colin and Lynn in the background there.
Colin, you're getting all the photos.
Just got to have the knack. So, that was...
2015.
A light-coloured blue curtain, not the dark-coloured blue. So there we go. So there's my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Dad is there.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. Yes. And I don't. You remember this? Remember Ian?
Ian Scott.
I don't know if he's ever still.
I haven't heard from him for years. I don't know what happened to him. I know he wasn't well. But we didn't hear anymore.
It was John and Ian.
Sorry?
It was John and Ian.
John and Ian?
Yeah, so he'd go by John and Ian. It was that Scottish thing.
Oh, the Scottish
Ian.
Thing.
Oh,
Ian.
Oh,
Ian.
Oh, thank you, Craig.
There we go. So that was back a while ago.
Yeah.
I forgot we had pictures of orangutans hanging up.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah.
You don't make a monkey out of me. Forgot about the monkeys. So, of course, my dad's passed on, and we're remembering dear old dad from that time. And, of course, this was taken at Blair's funeral.
Yes.
For those of us that know Blair, that's 7 years ago,
yeah.
April 2018,
yeah.
And that took place. So that was David Hughes took that photo. That's very nice of him. Three generations of Evans,
yeah.
The father, the son, and the grandson.
The grandson.
Not the father, the son, and the Holy Spirit. So three generations of Evans. So, and of course, We remember
Carl.
That's Kufo. And is it Sandy?
Sally.
And the father and
Sharon
and Steph. It absolutely shattered me when I received the news when Sharon rang me. Dear Carl, just taken. We don't understand the reasons why. There's some things you just say, Father, why? Why did he have to go? Beautiful 14, 15-year-old boy. And but Sharon told me that a month before he passed, he came to his mum and he says, Mum, I've given my heart to Jesus. So bless you, Sharon. It gives me hope. Well, Laurel and I and Daniel, we stayed in their home in Broken Hill a number of times. And that was a real hard one, that one, to have to say goodbye. But we don't like to say goodbye to the young ones. We can understand the older ones going, but the younger ones, it's a bit harder. So I'm really looking forward to the resurrection. Fiona.
There'll be many young men from Broken Hill that went to school with Carl that will be in heaven because of him.
Yes.
It was amazing to hear all those young men come up and speak.
And you were at the funeral, weren't you, Fiona?
Mm-hmm.
And Colin? Yeah. And Gaz?
Yeah.
And Lester. Yeah. Yes, because I was, we were in Argentina when it happened. So we were just leaving. So, yes. So, dear Sharon, I know you're, yes, Sharon's watching. Our hearts are still broken. And I just want to let you know, Sharon, that I'm traveling to Perth next month and I want to come and see you. So, I'm going to come at the end of May. And I want to just give you a hug because that was really, really hard to have to say goodbye to young Carl. So while it's a little bit sad, it's good to remember them. To have the faith and to believe that we will see them again. We'll see them again at the resurrection. So I just wanted to spend a bit of time and remember some of the family that have gone before us. There may be some other names that have gone. Is there? Oh, yes, of course. I didn't have any pictures of Brian. That was, yes, Bill. Old Bill as well. That was, yes, I still remember when I got the news, Judy, when I just cried like a baby. Just like, why, Lord? Just like, so that's another one where I'm like, I don't understand. But it was while we were traveling up to do Brian's funeral that the Lord spoke to Laurel and I and said, you need to move out of the city. So, and we did all the traveling. And since we're up in Cairns, we thought we'd make a minor detour and go to Darwin. It's no minor detour, I tell you. That was a bit of a trek.
Were you looking for Kerry?
No, looking for the croc hugger. And we came to Dally Waters, and there was this whole nest of Victorians hiding in there from the mandates. There was hundreds of them in all their vans, and they were all deadly scared of Dan Andrews. So they were all hiding up there in the Northern Territory. So they were, that was like, whoa, what have we struck here? But I still remember Brian's funeral when all the people were there and we were able to share with them, weren't we, Judy? And, yeah.
Do you know, if we didn't have it on the football ground under a marquee, we would only have had 50 people at that funeral.
And how many were there? A couple of hundred?
Yeah. About 400, the Caleb told me that she bet. Yeah.
It was huge. The amount of people that Brian had influenced. And so, that's really looking forward to seeing Brian again. And, of course, yeah, Bill, old Bill. It was sad that we had to say goodbye to Bill. So we hope to see him again. Robin?
Ron's dad, yeah.
Yes, Paul just passed, didn't he? Yes, dear old Paul. So all these dear saints, and it was wonderful to have Paul come, and he used to come here regularly and spend time with us here. So all these dear saints. So I tried to get as many pictures as I could of different ones, and that we would remember them, and that we would think of the resurrection. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, and that we will see them again. We have hope. We do not sorrow as do others, but we will see them again. That is our great hope. And so I think that's the end of the slideshow. So Cecil says, memories are always sweet. Thanks for sharing. So we now would like to move into our time of foot washing. I understand the ladies are going to meet in here. And gentlemen, we will go outside. So we'll just close this time and have a word of prayer. And for those online, we'll come back when we come back to the table. We will restart the live stream, I think, when we come back. So for those who can, let's kneel. Father in heaven, we thank you for these precious souls. We remember them, our dear family and friends, loved ones that have walked with us and who are now resting, waiting for the resurrection. We pray, Father, for each one and for those that were especially close that have been bereaved, that have lost fathers, husbands, wives, that they would be especially comforted by your Spirit at this time. And, of course, children, I think particularly for Sharon, Stephanie and the family, that you would comfort them and encourage them so they'll see Carl again soon. And we pray that as we enter into the service of humility, that you would grant us the Spirit of Jesus and that we would be blessed as we share together in Jesus' name. Amen. Right, thank you, those online. We will be back after the time of the foot washing, so you can join us for the bread and the wine. Thank you.
Let not your heart be troubled. Prepare a place for you.